Finally, however, he met his match. An argumentative stranger drew his sword against Tycho, and Tycho fought back. To the horror of the spectators, in the ensuing duel, the opponent's blade sliced off most of Tycho's nose. In pain and humiliation, Tycho retired to his room. But soon after, he devised a unique solution to his predicament. He went to a fine jeweler and told him,
"I wish for you to make me a new nose. Out of gold, if you please. Yes, yes, you may mix in some silver, if that will help."
He would wear this shiny nose for the rest of his life. He even wore it back to the royal Danish court. There Tycho chose to marry a woman with no money and no noble title. This, along with his unusual appearance, offended some of the more snobbish aristocrats. The king of Denmark, however, was so delighted with Tycho's audacity that he offered,
"We will help you to build an observatory from which you can continue your studies of the sky, and will give you the use of an island on which to build it."
Tycho and his wife moved to the island with a staff of assistants. Since this was still before the introduction of the telescope, they had only their unaided eyes to serve them.
"Each night we will observe the sky. We will then make maps of different segments of the sky, so that we might note the tiniest details or events there."
And in this way, without a telescope, Tycho Brahe ultimately mapped out the precise locations of 777 stars.